Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This morning, let me start here. First, tonight, hopefully, we're going to have a service at the beach, weather permitting. And I think it would be good if we started that at 8 o'clock. But I'll try to keep you informed. But that's the plan. But you know how it depends on the weather, so we'll see how that goes. Also this morning, too, the prayer room will be open for anyone that wants to spend some time, as long as you'd like, in the morning time today. Let's sing number 35, The Mercies of God. What a theme for my song. A white book, thank you, yes. I want to mention, too, Roseanne and Mary are leaving today. It was so nice fellowshipping with you, and we're praying for you. Have a safe trip.
Yes, yes.
God bless you. Well, let's stand together and let's sing. Thank you for your mercy, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that grace. Oh God, you have been so gracious and have shown such abundant mercy to us. And we recognize it, we realize it, we thank you for it. We're grateful, oh God. We're a grateful people. We want to thank you, Lord, that your mercy endures forever. We pray to this morning, God, that for all of the campers and cottagers, God, that, Lord, that you will come to them and meet them and help them this day. Lord, let it be an overtop day for them, we pray. Each one of these dear children and the counselors as well, we pray for them. We lift them up. Lord, we don't always know how it works, but you rely on our prayers. And we pray for them. Breakthrough, work through. Let your will be accomplished, Lord, in that village, in that cottage, in the lives of the campers, in the lives of the counselors. Intervene and keep them, we pray. We believe you to do that. We pray for Roseanne and Mary, Lord, as they're leaving. Give them a safe trip and bless them, dear God. Thank you that they had the opportunity to be here. And we just pray, Father, that when they go home, they'll just go forward in the name of the Lord Jesus. In all that they do, we pray this all in your precious name. Amen. Well, this is a powerful song, too. And the next verse says, His goodness and mercy will follow me still. Have you ever been in a place where you knew someone was following you? Have you? Scary, right? Especially if you're in Manhattan. It's not the best, most comforting feeling. I think this person's following me. I remember a time when I was working in the village. The village. Brother Eddie Waffle was the head counselor. And there was a day when there was like, well, what are we going to do today? And I'm either my own stupidity or the Lord dropped it in my heart. I said to Brother Eddie, I'll do something with the village. And I said, let's all line up. Whoever's in the village, there's four cabins there. In those days, we had 72 boys in the village, but the in village in Nonantum. But I said, let's follow me and do what I do. And you know, when kids find somebody stupid, they just seem to automatically like, let's follow him. It's the way of the world, right? And I said, okay, we're going. I marched those kids, and I forget how many. It was the village for most of it. And I marched them through the woods, up and down the hills, around the meeting house. We were doing all kind of antics, making kind of weird noises. It wasn't scriptural. But Brother Eddie said to me, wow, Keith, that was amazing. He said to me, you know, I think he was happy. I think. Well, this last verse says, His goodness and His mercy will follow me. That's a lot of faith. That's good faith. His mercy and His goodness will follow me even on to the end of the way. That ought to be our faith and our hope. God has good things in mind for us. So what a great truth that is. Let's follow the way of the Holy Spirit today. Maybe you want to stand up and just give God thanks. Be nice to hear from over here again. Over here. Maybe when your comrades join you too, remind them. You know, give them one of these. You should get up. Whether you haven't or not, it's good to do. You should get up. Or maybe you want to just share a simple thought of how the Lord has worked in your life. We need to hear that from each other, that the Holy Spirit's moving and working. Just feel free to do that, absolutely. Well, let's sing that last verse. His goodness and Oh, praise your mighty name. Thank you for your grace and your goodness, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Savior. We love you, Lord. We exalt you, dear Jesus. We thank you for all your goodness to us. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord and God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, dear Savior. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord God. Wonderful Savior. Thank you. We love you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, shall we be seated? You know, if you're familiar with the book of Revelation, if you're familiar with that book, I wish you'd explain it to me. No. But you know, if you're familiar with that book, you know how in chapter 5, the Apostle John's crying because he doesn't seem to think anybody can open those scrolls. And it was so important to him that those scrolls, something wonderful, something new, a new dispensation begin. And who would do this? And do you know how it goes? Do you know what happens? Yeah, he sees a lamb that was slain, but he's also the lion of the tribe of Judah, and he is worthy. He's worthy to open the scrolls. And for whatever you think of the rest of Revelation, remember it says, blessed if you read it. What happens is the lamb, that Jesus Christ, is worthy, and he opens the scrolls, and new things begin. But what happens with the elders? Do you know the chapter? The elders, they can't help themselves. They're ecstatic. They're fanatical. They're charismatic. And they start falling down and worshiping and praising because my view is the New Testament is sprung open. And this life in Christ, this grace, where this imperfect person with all my baggage can come boldly before the throne of grace. And what we enjoyed even this morning, and I trust you've been enjoying, just the majestic presence of Christ dwelling with us and in us. The deeper you go into it, the more you realize it's the mercy of God. That we can enjoy God's presence. And how we need that, to practice the presence of God. I think of those elders who, they just cast their crowns before him. You know, the reality of heaven. I remember one person years ago in the chapel said, do we have to start every meeting with praise, for goodness sake? I said, oh, forgive me. I don't have good light. Do we have to? Can't we? Do we have to start? Yes, we do. Because on your worst week, your worst month, your most disappointing circumstance or situation, something still remains the same, and that's the grace of God and what He purchased for us. And when you get that down deep, you can handle the different ups and downs of life. You know, what's that one hymn? You know that. Maybe you all know the hymn. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. What number is that, Brother Paul? It's not in the hymnal. It's not in the hymnal, but it's true. Jesus never promised us a rose garden. He said, on this side of heaven, there's going to be tribulation. There's going to be circumstances and situations for every one of us. I'm thankful. God's honest, you know. But you know what's mixed into every circumstance and situation is His mercy and His presence. If you look for it, you'll find it. But if you don't look for it, then you handle it the way everybody on this earth handles it, on your own. But we've been blessed.
Yes.
So having said that, I gave you now enough time to think of a testimony. Now in my day, and I don't know how it is here, but in my day, Brother Gardner, Reverend Gardner, who, by the way, I will take a minute to just say I thank God for Reverend Gardner. I thank God for Brother Paul. I thank of Brother Bob Collis, the directors of this camp, who have kept it in God's will. We're blessed. But Reverend Gardner, he used to say, for the staff, you had to get up, I think, once a week or something like that. And if he'd ever said that, boy, then I've been duped, because I was getting up a lot. And didn't always like a testimony. I remember one time Merle Tenney, a great author and Bible teacher, said he didn't like testifying. He stood up one time and said, I don't like testifying. He felt it was like undressing in public. Quote unquote. You won't find that in any of his books. But he testified. So I just want you to feel free. I'd like to hear what the Lord's doing in your life or has done. It's briefly this morning. I made a promise I want to keep to the staff. So does anybody have a testimony? Were you getting up, Mrs. Schneider?
Well, I always have something on my heart. It's just getting the thoughts straight in my head. That's the problem. I just am so blessed to be here. And I've been saved since I was 9 years old. But filled with the Holy Spirit when I was 18. And that's when God allowed me just to swing open my heart's door. I was thinking of that song that we sang last night about unlatching the door. Do you remember that in that song, The Life of Overcoming? And I thought, wow, thank you, Lord, for allowing me just to open up my heart's door. That's what it takes. You know, it says in the Gospel of John that the Father is always working, and He's always working on us, I believe. He's always working. But it's up to us to take that initiative just to say, Lord, work in me. He's always knocking, right? We see that in Revelation. But how about, and I'm speaking to myself, allowing Him just to stop knocking, to unlatch the door, and let Him work. And I am so thankful for that initial time, of course, when I was 9 years old, when I gave my heart to the Lord. And then He kept knocking, and I would unlatch the door a little bit throughout those years. But when I was 18 years old, and God used this place like He's using it for all of us while we're here to just swing my heart's door open, and I did that. And what a change in my life. What a change when you say, Lord, just like Brother George said when he was 22, Lord, this is it. I surrender. I'm not going to hold back that door anymore. Sometimes you know the right thing. So you open it up a little bit, and then you shut it, and then you open it up a little bit more, and then, you know, go back and forth, back and forth. But that day when I opened, unlatched the door completely and swung it wide open, what God did and what He's continuing to do as long as we have that door open. So I pray God will always have my heart's door open and keep working. Keep working. There's so much more work to do. As Pastor Keith always says, you know, we're not done yet. We're an unfinished product, but He is making us what we ought to be. So I am so grateful. And you'll never be sorry as you open that door of your heart. You'll never be sorry.
Amen. Amen.
And one way to open that door is to worship.
Amen. Amen.
And so thankful for worship. So thankful God opened my heart to worship.
Yes.
When I first came, I would not worship. And I was edumacated along those lines that, you know, wasn't right to do. But that wasn't coming from a religious point of view, that was from a worldly point of view. But when God came into my heart was open to worship. And worship is so sacred. And I was thinking of a time when we, several times when we were worshiping, and one of the men just interrupted the worship with a testimony. And I said to myself, that's not right. This is God. We're glorifying God. And we ought to regard worship as sacred and give it place. If it slows down, then time, that could be opening. But how wonderful that God is leading us to express ourselves to Him. He's given us that privilege that we could say, I love you.
Yes.
I worship you. I adore you. And this floods our soul, opens our souls to receive from the Lord and give unto the Lord what is due to Him, to worship Him in the beauty of holiness.
Amen. 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 Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow on. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere He leads me, I will follow on. And we pray, Father, that we will be good followers. Just as much as mercy and grace follow us, we want to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, these have been great testimonies. Let's stand and sing together yet in our hymnals, our regular hymnals, 446. And if you don't mind, if you're able, let's stand and sing this.
Free.
we worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. God, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for these testimonies. What you are doing, how you work. Lord, you're still very, very busy working. The Holy Spirit is working mightily in your people, and we thank you for that. Lord, we just give you praise and thanks. We thank you for the Word of God. We pray as we look into it, Lord, that you will teach us, teach us, teach us. Show us the way. Instruct us, encourage us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Shall we be seated?